Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz alongside the head coach of the BSU Beavers women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of a bye weekend, which is kind of nice in a couple of ways. Gave your team a little bit of a rest and rejuvenation. What does it do for your team coming into this weekend?
Well, hopefully, it's all really positive, all really good. We certainly needed it. I think it came at a real good time, not just physically but mentally, just to take a break from the grind that we had gone through. And it certainly looked like it this week in practice. I thought we had a great week. The group looks fresh. They got a bounce in their step. They're excited to be here, and so we'll see what happens.
Well, it certainly feels like deja vu being back here in Duluth, fifth time in 6 years. I heard Kiki say in our pregame interview that these two teams have no secrets. Is that a good thing or a bad thing coming into this weekend?
Well, I think it doesn't really matter who you play this time of the year. You know, you've played them at least four times, and in this case with Duluth it's five. But obviously the number of times that we played, I think this for sure this senior class has played Duluth more than any other opponent within our league. So, first of all, we know they're a very good team. They have four all-league players, which isn't a surprise. They've got their top line is outstanding. Ashton Bell's had an All-American year, and Maddie Rooney is Maddie Rooney. So they certainly have a lot of pieces, they're just very, very well coached. We haven't had any success against them here this year. This is it's always been a tough place to play, but at the same time, I like the way we're playing. It's playoff time. It's an exciting time of the year, and like I said, our group's really looking forward to this opportunity.
Do you make any, I don't know, changes to your game plan or how you go into a game knowing it's a best of three series?
No, it's all about tonight. You got to win two games, and you can't plan for game two or game three. You just got to, you want to do everything you can to get tonight. So that's our focus. That's what we're going to try to do. And we're gonna do everything we can to win this game, and that means shortening the bench and whatever. We're gonna do whatever we feel we have to try to come out on top. And obviously, it's a 60-minute game, but you got to be ready when the puck drops, and that's where I think having that week off and I think the fresh legs hopefully will really show when this game starts.
What did you see from UMD's game against Wisconsin in video that they were doing well, or maybe some of their weaknesses?
Well, obviously you score five times against that team, that you're doing something pretty doggone good. So again, their top line was in on a lot. They're just real dangerous. It's some of the keys we've always talked about. Managing the puck is really, really paramount, just because if you give this team out number rushes, they're going to eventually take advantage of those things. So it's just really, really important that you take good care of the puck. And but at the same time, Wisconsin definitely found some openings in their offensive zone, Duluth's defensive zone. Chances to be had if you forecheck the right way and be aggressive and being really, really disciplined in our habits and details is going to be vital. And if we can be and do that, I think we're going to be able to create opportunities. And then it's a matter of finding ways to get pucks past Rooney.
What did your team work on during that off week to get ready for this weekend as far as workouts and skates?
Yeah, nothing. It's just obviously knowing who we were going to play since the first week, we just did a lot of competition. We kind of gave them a couple days off, and then just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just a lot of competition, small area games, and they really enjoyed it. And it was exactly what we wanted. It was very competitive. But once we knew we were playing Duluth, then we could, there's some certain areas we certainly wanted to hone in on, and the neutral zone is really, really important, because they're a team that can hurt you, on that transition. So it's, again, we worked hard on making sure we're staying above the puck and forcing them to, dump pucks in. And if we do that, then we've won that battle. And, defensive zone, again, we got to have active sticks. We got to make sure all five of us are on our toes and communicating and heads on swivels, because they're a team that'll find those late players come in the zone, or even their D crashing down. So, so those are areas that obviously we want to possess the puck. So, there's just various things you work on throughout the week, just pinpointing, what we want to try to be good at this weekend.
During the past week, the league released its all-tournament teams. Reese Hunt, named to the all-rookie team. Talk about her play this year as a freshman.
Yeah, I'm really excited, really proud of Reese to be named, as a member of the all-rookie team. And, you know, first of all, this is a really good league, and there's really, really good players in our league. Just look at the first team, there's two Patty Kazmaier finalists that aren't even on that list, you know, and that's how deep this league is. And, you know, we certainly felt we could have had a player, maybe two, somewhere in there. But, again, to have Reese named an all-rookie is a real tribute to her and the year that she's had. And obviously, the coaches around the league recognize that.
Well, and your team's also very smart. You had 18 scholar athletes and now 20 all WCHA academic team members, and that doesn't even include your freshmen. Talk about how proud you are that they are not just athletes, but they're student athletes.
Yeah, I'm just tremendously proud. And the freshmen weren't eligible for that award, so it actually was all of our sophomores, juniors, and seniors were named to that all academic team, and that's a real credit to them. And it's just something we're very extremely proud of. You go on the road, you've seen it, Kelly. You know, some of the first things they do is they get their computers out and they're doing homework. You know, I went down this morning, for breakfast, and there's 10 of them sitting around the desk. They all have their computers out. You know, some have papers out, books out, they're studying. You know, and that's, again, just a real credit to them and real proud of them. Just again, to have that number, it says a lot about our program.
The minute I walked in the door to the lobby today, they were all there was a whole group of them out there with their laptops, like you said, and books and reading and studying. Makes me as a Beaver alum very proud to be affiliated with them. Coach, what's going to be a key to getting a win here today in game one?
Well, I kind of alluded to it earlier. Just puck management, I think it's going to be vital. And when I say that, it's being good getting outs. It's being really good through the neutral zone and good getting ins, because if you turn the puck over, obviously, in the defensive zone, it's always going to be that's a high-risk area. Now you're allowing that team to get set up in your zone. If you turn it over in the neutral zone, and chances are you're going to give up an outnumbered situation. And same thing in the offensive zone. If you're careless with the puck, then you're not possessing. So really important that we manage the puck well. I think having a good start is going to be really, really big for us, just to come out of the gates hard, fast, and send a message that we're here and we mean business. And again, going back to what I said earlier also about habits and details, we just have to be really, really good in all three zones there as well.
Coach, good luck today. Go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.